This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America, on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America, and for all those people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and those construction workers, too. Thank you for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we got all kinds of people in Venezuela. We know we got Cubans, right?
Correct.
We know that we may have some folks from, I believe, is it Bogota? Is that the country with the secret police?
Bogota.
Okay, Bogota. Listen to me. And then we've got Russians there, and apparently over the weekend, I think, if I read the article right, we had... We don't really know how many more Russians showed up, but a bunch of Russians came in on two big supply aircraft with some military equipment as well.
Correct. Russia landed two planes, long-range bombers, in Venezuela over the weekend. We don't know how many troops were on there. Of course, nothing that comes out of Russia's statements or voice is true, not a word.
Mm-hmm.
Russia says they are there to do maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maintenance,
sure.
On what? Bolton actually ends up sending, I think John Bolton sent a tweet yesterday, and it was for any of those that wanted to read it, meaning Maduro or Moscow or Iran or anybody else, we're not going to tolerate this.
Mm-hmm.
This will be met with some kind of something or other response. So that was a little head tilting, if you will, because it's like, what does that mean for the United States?
Mm-hmm.
What is particularly interesting is China comes back and says, it doesn't mean that the United States gets involved with people in their backyard.
Really?
So, well, yeah. And here we are. Well, if nobody else is supposed to get involved in Venezuela, then why is China getting involved and why is Russia getting involved?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... but this has now exacerbated a problem because China is standing with Russia and with Maduro,
mm-hmm.
Period. So this is not necessarily a good thing. Now, this has caused some cancellations of some high-level meetings in Washington, D.C., with the trade deals, and this includes what is known as the American Development Bank. And that's gonna, when it gets into the trade talks, that's caused some issues. But you've got Bolivia, you got Cuba, you got Nicaragua, Belarus, Cambodia, Iran, North Korea, Serbia, South Africa, Syria, and Turkey. Those countries are all standing with Maduro. Everybody else is standing with Guaido.
Now, the power is still an issue there, right? I mean, they were without power again for 2 or 3 days in the last 4 or 5.
Yeah, over the weekend, or up to yesterday, literally half the country was without power. Half the country. And, of course, Maduro, again, is blaming the United States, but we have nothing to do with it. It's just that their power grid has never been maintained.
Yeah.
But when that happens, not that their currency is worth anything, but when that happens, you can't get access to ATMs. You can't go to work. You can't go to the store. Traffic lights aren't working. You really virtually can't move. So the Caracas becomes paralyzed when half the country has no power.
Mm-hmm. But it's not a ghost town paralyzed. It's just people get in an intersection. They're all trying to go to the same place at the same time, sort of, kind of.
Well, I mean, mm-hmm. You know, there's no point to going anywhere, because wherever you're going to go would likely have to have lights or air conditioning or, you know, cash registers or whatever. None of those things work. The Internet doesn't work. Cell phones don't work. Nothing works. They go back into the dark ages.
Well, where are we going with all this? Where are we going with all this?
What do you mean? What's the United States going to...
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the United States options really are. I'm sure we have figured them out at the high level. I guess the question then becomes, we're going to take kind of, I think, the same tactic that we take with all these other countries, these militant countries, and that is that we're going to let the locals take the lead. So if there's going to be some kind of a military conflict or any of that, then I would say, the Organization for American States or the Lima Group or whoever, they would take the lead, but we will just give the intelligence to do it.
Okay, here comes the music, so we'll have to continue it on the other side of this break. I am talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, as we do 6 nights a week here on the program. And when we come back, the president won a victory again yesterday. The House of Representatives tried to override his veto. Did not happen. So the border barrier gets built. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to The Captain.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, because they know that we live in a world where being forced to act in self-defense is a clear and present reality. Now, no one should have to go it alone. So I want you to go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the logo link that's right there for the USCCA. And sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Good luck with that. Hopefully you'll win one. We'll be able to announce the winner here. And then also, if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat. And that could be anything from Concealed Carry Magazine, which, by the way, when you get that every month, you'll get more savings in there because of the coupons and the discounts that come in that magazine. But that's the USCCA. Click on the logo link on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Follow the logo link right there, and it'll take you right where you need to go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
The border emergency is still alive and well because the Democrats were not able to overcome the veto out of the House of Representatives with two-thirds of the vote.
That's right.
So where do we go from here, Coach?
That's a good question. I think they're just going to step over it and just keep going with their agenda. They know that they're defeated in that part. Unless they necessarily decide to go through the court system. But it looks like the activities on the Hill right now are, healthcare and, possibly infrastructure right now.
Right. And, there's a movement afoot. The DOJ says that they're going to try to get Obamacare declared unconstitutional. I don't know if that means they're going back to court again or what it is.
Well, you know, the Department of Justice came out yesterday with an official statement that they agreed, I think, with a, it was the Fifth Circuit Court judge decision that Obamacare was unconstitutional. So great. You know, the Department of Justice makes that declaration, essentially saying that they agree with it. Okay, well, that really doesn't mean anything. Except what it does say is if it goes from the Fifth Circuit and finds its way to the Supreme Court, that the Department of Justice, the Solicitor General, will stand on the side of the Fifth Circuit decision, meaning that they will argue that it is, in fact, unconstitutional. So the consequence, when Trump was on the Hill yesterday having lunch with some senators, he was asked about it, and he said the Republican Party is going to be known as the Party of Health Care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that means that they've got some other kind of a agenda on where we go from here. We had this repeal and replace thing, so replacing Obamacare. Now, the Democrats are just going to say, and they have said, and they're going to continue to beat the drum, that the Republicans are ready to take health care away from 11 or 12 million people, and those that have pre-existing conditions will not be covered, blah, 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 blah. What they don't tell you is because of Obamacare, there's 25 million out there that don't have health care. And
right.
Remember, you know, the Nancy Pelosi's and Obama's health care system was going to cover everybody.
Yeah.
So they know they got the wrong argument there. So then the Democrats have taken it from that over to, okay, fine. Then we need to go down the path that it is, a one-stop shop and that everybody's going to go on government. Everybody. So
mm-hmm.
That's where they're going to take it next.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens because they're certainly going to have a fight in their hands. Now, the FAA is going to overhaul and oversight after the Boeing crashes. There was apparently another Southwest airline, Boeing MAX, that had to make an emergency landing yesterday. Is that correct?
Yeah, one of the Carolinas, as I saw it, I think it was in North Carolina, had to make an emergency landing. The software is ready, by the way. The software fix is ready. Boeing is introducing it either yesterday or today. What Boeing has also done is invited, I think the number is 600 pilots from around the world to Washington to make a formal one introduction training class and all these kinds of things that they would have to do to put that, you know, software in where it needs to go.
Now, I have got a little montage here of the liberal media's most embarrassing Mueller moments, and let's just listen to this and see what this is, because this could be rather interesting. So here we go.
Does the public understand just how much trouble the president is in?
To believe that the president isn't compromised requires such a leap of faith.
I think we have all the proof we need of a scandal that's arguably worse than Watergate.
Do we know if there is still this belief and aspect right. that the president is working for the Russians? I can't answer that.
The U.S. president possibly working for the Russians.
Wow. That's just the start. I got more. What do you think about that so far?
Well, I'm trying to think who it was. I don't know if it was Adam Schiff or I think it may have been John Brennan that virtually came out and said that Trump was an agent of Russia, which really puts him in the KGB realm, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
So now the question is, will anybody apologize? Will anybody really backtrack on this one? Well, the answer to that is no.
No, because Chris Cuomo told Rudy Giuliani, never.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's listen to just about another 35 seconds of this.
Possibly an unwitting pawn.
So here's what the president said when asked if he was a secret Russian agent.
The president did not directly answer the question.
Why not just say no, if that's the answer?
There is tons of proof of potential collusion.
We have
dramatic evidence of collusion.
How is it not collusion? How is all of that not collusion?
The collusion piece of this, piece by piece, starting to be built out.
Tons of evidence of collusion. Pieces and pieces. Really?
Well.
One of those was Adam Schiff, by the way.
I kind of rest my case.
Yeah.
Now, the burden at this point is on Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
And Lindsey Graham is willing to and wants to take on this adventure to determine where this whole thing started with Glenn Simpson, how much Glenn Simpson was paid, who paid it, where that money is, and who concocted this whole mission. And so the House, you know, with out of the Freedom Caucus with Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, they're giving as much information as they can possibly give to Lindsey Graham so he can go down this path. Lindsey Graham has called for a special prosecutor or a special counsel, I should say. I just don't think it's going to happen here at this point. Even if it did, it would take another 2 years or something, and we're not up to that. But he's going to, I think what he's going to do is necessarily run an investigation in the Senate side on the countermeasures here. In other words, going back to the genesis of this whole thing. And it'll all deal with a campaign twist, because here we're coming into 2020 for Trump's reelection, and they will have this develop such that it becomes arrow in the quivers for Trump's reelection, such that it would neutralize as best as they can the Bernie Sanders and the Kamala Harrises and the other 15 people, including perhaps Joe Biden, that are running against Trump.
And keep in mind, Joe Biden has apparently made a deal with Kamala Harris and maybe even Beto O'Rourke to force Bernie Sanders out of the mix.
I think he will be. They're going to do it to him again. I think the chosen one to be the Democrat nominee is Kamala Harris. That's my personal opinion. the Klobuchars and, you know, some of the others, you know, I don't think they're going to go anywhere. But I think they're going to do a round two to Bernie Sanders.
Okay, we will talk to you on Monday morning. You have yourself a great weekend and stay low.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We appreciate her very much. And it is what it is, a great day. And by the way, I said weekend. Talk to her tomorrow. I was thinking it was Friday night. But anyway, it's not. It might as well be with all the stuff that went on around here last night. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The battle over what to do about health care has resumed in Washington.
The Republican Party
will soon be known as the party of health care.
That's what President Trump had to say as he arrived on Capitol Hill to lunch with Senate Republicans shortly after the Trump administration told a federal appeals court it wanted the entire Affordable Care Act struck down.
What they're doing is very destructive.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi indicated the move by the Justice Department will invigorate Democrats.
We will fight them in the Congress and in the courts.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says Republicans are not the party of health care, as the president says.
The Trump administration has made every effort to sabotage the law.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the NASDAQ up 54. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy, where you are in control of your own future and your own paycheck, too. They have two campuses to serve you, and you can listen up right now because they're going to tell you all about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for the future, a pay raise, a promotion, you're debating what it is you want to do, how you want to do it, I got an idea for you that's going to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. Now, one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is right down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, check them out online. Schedule a tour. Schedule a tour at one of their facilities. NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more and schedule your tour. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide open for you. And again, it's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. National Aviation Academy. Well, let's see here. We got a lot of things going on. The Air Force is right in the middle of it. You know, they had Luke Air Force Base expects to receive two additional F-35A Joint Strike Fighters for its pilot training program with Turkey in coming weeks. Even as officials debate complexity surrounding the NATO allies' involvement in the program, obviously they're getting closer to getting their F-35s that they want. No decisions have been made yet, but they're teaching the Turkish pilots how to fly them. So in any day now, we ought to be hearing about how Turkey's going to get those aircraft. And in Omaha, the Missouri River and the managers were just a few weeks away from starting a long-awaited $30 million project to raise the two levees closest to Offutt Air Force Base when the epic Nebraska flood of 2019 blew up their plans. Now, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers pored over the plans for 6 years before granting approval as the state and local government scrambled to find funding. So, there you go. Think about that for a second. And also, we've got some breaking news coming in here. Let me take a look at this. We have got an explosion in Sweden, in Stockholm. At least five people have been injured. No deaths reported yet, believed to be terrorism-related in Sweden, in Stockholm, Sweden. So we'll keep our eyes on that here in just a second. Just came over the terrorism wire. And the Marines, Marine Corps, they're set to take delivery of the first lot of the new 8-wheeled amphibious combat vehicle, or ACV. And by summer, they expect to be having a new occupational specialty for the crew and learning how to crew the vehicle in a proper manner. So that's going to be interesting. So our Marine Amphibious Squadron that we have right here in the Tampa Bay area apparently is going to be riding around on the waters and the highways, too, with some different vehicles. I can't wait to see what those look like. Now, Marines are also, starting next year, going to be able to counter drone missiles for the JLTV and the single radar that replaces five others. Now, the counter-drone tech for the Marine Corps' newest ground vehicle, called the JLTV, and an advanced radar system that can track everything from toy drones to cruise missiles, will be hitting the fleet. And that'll really keep everybody on their toes. By the way, the Peace National Guard base is now ready for a new era, because Peace's last KC-135 tanker departed the New Hampshire National Guard base. What they're going to get next? Well, some fighters, it looks like. And a Coast Guard vessel and a Navy ship passed through the Taiwan Strait in a signal to China that we're asserting our dominance in the region and letting China know that we're there. Now, hopefully they'll do this in a manner to where they're not going to trigger anything, because this is unbelievable, the fact that China seems to claim the whole South China Sea right now. Absolutely unbelievable. By the way, Russian President Vladimir Putin bragged a year ago that his country had a new nuclear-powered missile with unlimited range, but the Kremlin would only produce a few of them, because the weapon is yet to complete a successful test and is too expensive to develop, according to sources with direct knowledge of a U.S. intelligence report based on the weapons program. So, Vladdy, sounds like you're kind of blowing smoke there, my man. By the way, Idaho is Governor Brad Little in Idaho has signed legislation to designate a roadway crossing the southern part of the state as the Idaho Medal of Honor Highway. And I'm trying to think of what road that would be. I believe that would be I-84 going across South Idaho. So there you go. And hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later. By the way, the treatment, the VA is going to offer a new ketamine-based nasal spray for depression. And that treatment will be available to veterans who tried at least two antidepressant medications and continue to have symptoms of major depressive disorder. Maybe that'll work, maybe that won't. We'll see. But anything to help out the veterans and the ones that are having problems is certainly well worth the effort. Now, Russia has sent some troops to Venezuela. You heard Denise and I talk about it. It's a move that our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, told the Russian foreign minister that Russia's dispatch of military personnel to Venezuela is merely flaring up the tensions there and making things more difficult in the region. And that's true. That's certainly true. We'll see what happens as things progress. And by the way, don't forget about Brazil. Brazil, the president there, wanted us to put in a military base. And Latin America's biggest nation would be a vital major ally to us. But membership into NATO is a whole different story, as not anybody is really seriously entered into discussions about putting Brazil into the NATO organization. And I don't think that'll happen anyway. That's just my opinion. But then, what do I know? By the way, coming up next segment will be Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I've got some interesting things to talk about Chris with when it comes to the financial aspects of our great country and some things that are going on. And I'll get into that with him so that we can tell you what we know about some different things here. Because, again, finances aren't as bad as you think they are when it comes to the United States. I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, well, it's awful, it's terrible, it's this, it's that. No, it's not. It really isn't. Look around you. A lot of people have got jobs, and a lot of people are getting raises, and a lot more people, other things are going on. By the way, Oxycontin, the maker of Oxycontin, Purdue Pharma LP, settled an Oklahoma opioid case for $270 million. Think about that for a minute. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch rolling right along here, and we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. Kathy, tell everybody how to call in.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for tuning in, chiming in, and opining in. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, Mr. Garrett has been committed to the fine craftsmanship and stellar service that he provides, and they are a family-owned Christian business offering an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. By the way, they give all military a discount, veterans and active duty military as well, and first responders, and they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces sure to catch anyone's attention. So check them out at their website, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. That's Garrett spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, davidegarrettjewelers.com, to shop thousands of available items or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook and the Captain's America Third Watch. Joining us right now, excuse me, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, the OxyContin maker, Purdue Pharma LP, have settled an Oklahoma opioid case for $270 million. You told me during the break there that you thought that you were aware of that.
Oh, yeah, I talked about this. This case, well, first and foremost, people take a look at that number and they think it's just this large dollar amount.
Not really.
Not when it comes to the amount of opiates and drugs that have been sold by this company. It's not a big deal for them at all. I talk a lot about the opiate problem, the drug problem we have here in the United States and how bad it is. It's hard for people really to get their arms around the sheer size. Remember back in the days of the cocaine and crack epidemic and just saying, no, the numbers there pale in comparison to what we're dealing with today, the type of death that we're dealing with today. It's just plain awful. It really is. And this is one of the companies behind it. I'm going to kind of make a suggestion to your listeners here when it comes to these opiate-type drugs. What the opiates do is they don't necessarily help with the pain. What they do is they get people not thinking about the pain. They get you high and thinking about something else and feeling something else, so you don't really recognize that the pain is there. You want to go to a doctor that's going to look to give you Tylenol. Not to prescribe these terrible right. drugs. They are so addictive that it's hard for people to get their arms around it. The country goes from opiates to heroin to fentanyl, and you're dead. And right. that's basically how it goes. And we're in a really sad state with these things. We really are. And you got to be real careful. You know, I've talked to how many people, you know, kids sent to get a tooth extracted and doctors prescribing opiates. I mean, they're not necessary. I hurt my back not long ago, Matt, and, you know, playing with the young kids in lacrosse, and my back went out. And I went to the spine guy here. He was a great guy. I found his walls there, and he said, listen, we're not going to be prescribing these things. They're not necessary. You can take Tylenol, and you can deal with this stuff. I really caution people about this because I've seen so much death with these drugs.
Well, I have another suggestion for you, and it's a natural remedy called Relief Factor. I take that for my back and the pains that I have when I need to have it. I'll take one in the morning just to kind of get me through the day, and if I'm not having a bad day, that's fine. But if I need a second one, I'll take a second one later in the day, and that is a natural thing. So Relief Factor, that's another way to go, but it's not not harmful at all, and just about anybody can take it.
Well, it's key. You want to avoid those types of the opiate drugs. I mean, famous neurosurgeon in charge of housing and urban development, Ben Carson, just came out just a couple days ago and was talking about just how addictive these drugs really are, and you don't want that.
Speaking of addictive, Chinese President Pai has agreed to work with European leaders to form a trade policy partnership. Do you know about that?
Well, again, they have their Belt and Road Initiative where they're looking to, you know, be moving more goods and services. And Europe is another very wealthy and for the most part, large market that they want to get involved with. Obviously, the European Union has concerns. They're very tough. The European Union is a very tough market to get into. We see what their regulators there and what they go ahead. They can thwart various different mergers, and if they don't like the way something is done, they're very much a protectionist racket over there in the European Union. So they're actually much more difficult for China to do business with than we are. Can't even compare. So we're going to see what type of deals they try to strike.
And also, MasterCard is talking about the fact that first it was signatures, and now the biggest U.S. banks could be on the verge of removing credit card numbers. They may soon be a relic of the past when it comes to MasterCard.
Interesting. I'm curious to see how you're going to go about inputting that stuff into a computer.
Don't get it either. Yeah,
have some sort of reader that they're going to have that you're going to be able to get for that. I'm not so sure. I don't know, but I use credit cards for everything, and I've had plenty of times where someone has stolen my number, and various different AI technology tends to recognize it and alert me that my number is stolen, and I called the company up, and all the charges are taken away. So again, a lot of that is protection for the actual credit card companies themselves.
Now, a U.S. trade judge has recommended that Qualcomm Incorporated who is a sales agent apparently for Apple and some of the Apple iPhone products that they have, recommends a sales ban on some of the Apple iPhones. What's that all about?
Some of the older models, I guess there was a patent dispute. I'm not too well versed in regards to exactly.
Well, Qualcomm had a phone early on when they had the iPhone. I think it was the 5 or the 6, something like that.
Yeah, I think that it was the chips that were involved,
right?
If I'm not mistaken. There was
right.
some sort of issue in regards to patents and patent protection, whether or not they were going to get paid.
Yeah.
Most of those phones are not being sold anymore. In particular, they are being sold in certain areas in China, and that's where it would affect Apple.
Now, CNBC, one of your favorite business networks, I keep thinking of Kramer running around acting like a fool on CNBC. But anyway, defense, health, infrastructure stocks may surge after Trump's Mueller win. You agree with that?
People are probably saying that, you know, Trump's got a big win under his belt. He's going to be able to do various different things and maybe push for the budgets that he wants. So that, you know, might be the case. Healthcare is going to be in the forefront because of the recent court case with the Department of Justice saying that, yeah, you know what, Obamacare, this thing is unconstitutional and what that means. So this is going to set up a fight between Democrats and Republicans. So I don't know how that will eventually affect these healthcare stocks. I'm kind of on a wait-and-see approach.
Speaking of Obama, he came out and warned, former President Barack Obama came out and warned freshman Democrats to take a long look at some of these proposals that they were putting out and take a look at the cost of the proposals because it was never going to happen.
Yeah, you want to see how far left our country's gone. Just take a look. You've got the former President Barack Obama, who was a pretty far-left president, coming out and chiding the current crop of Democrats for being too far left. That's got to tell you something.
Now, the SEC paid whistleblowers $50 million in a J.P. Morgan case. What's that all about? Do you have any idea about that?
I'm sorry, what was this one?
The SEC, the Security and Exchange Commission, recently paid.
Oh, they paid the whistleblowers.
Right.
Yeah, well, again, there's some of the new whistleblower laws, where people, turn in the companies that they work for whatever it may be, end up getting paid by the government to do so. I'm not particularly sure what they were turning them in for, but we've seen more of this over the past couple of years.
So, in other words, if you turn your company in, you're liable to get paid a fair amount of money for blowing them in. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. By the way, Warren Buffett's next deal, Berkshire Hathaway, could be a really big one. We're hearing that he's working on something really stupendous. Don't know what it is. You hearing any grumblings?
He's kept a lot of powder dry. I mean, he's obviously heavily invested in certain companies, but he hasn't done much as of late. So people are kind of curious to see what he's up to or what he might acquire or make an investment in next. She'll see.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You've got it. Have a good one.
All right. That is our good friend Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And he will be back with us tomorrow morning. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more and how to hear his radio show across the country. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.